The virus that causes swine flu may be starting to mutate, and a slightly new form has begun to predominate in Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. In a report in the online publication Eurosurveillance, a team at the World Health Organization Collaborating Center for Reference and Research on Influenza in Melbourne, Australia, wrote that the virus's adaptive mutations should be carefully monitored as the Northern Hemisphere approaches its winter influenza season. Ian Barr is a deputy director for the WHO Collaborating Center. He told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that the current vaccine should protect against this new variant, but that further study is needed to determine the risk.
Well, the form of virus, we call it a variant rather than a new strain, so it's a slight variation on what has been currently circulating or circulating up to now with the pandemic virus. We've seen this virus in Australia, New Zealand, and also in Singapore, although we don't have representative samples from every country in the Southern Hemisphere.
Are there different symptoms, or is this variant more severe than the previous one?
Well, that's yet to be fully established. Anecdotally, that doesn't appear to be the case, but unfortunately, we're looking at the actual viruses themselves, and we don't have complete clinical records of these cases, so it's probably a little bit beyond this study to look at that aspect of the virus's evolution.
Now, what about a vaccine or the risk that a vaccination will not work?
We've looked at a number of these viruses, and some of them have been associated with vaccine breakthroughs. But when we look at some of the other types of laboratory measurements we can do, it looks like it would be reasonably or should be reasonably all covered with the vaccines which are currently out there. So that's the good news. So it's more for the people who are doing influenza surveillance to get a little bit of a heads up and see that this virus is starting to make some fixed changes in its genetic makeup. And that may indicate that it's starting to evolve a little bit more, or that it's trying to change its shape so that it's no longer recognized by either the immunity which has been built up from the last episodes of infection or through the vaccine. This is the first time we've seen, certainly in the Southern Hemisphere, this narrowing of the evolution of the virus. And usually when we see these sorts of changes becoming embedded in the virus, we do take some interest because it may, not at the moment, but further down the track, it may have some impact on our selection of vaccines.